Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick and JP with you. Quick hits coming up in about 20 minutes. Our good old buddy Roberto Shenanigans today saying, you guys sound positive. Is everything okay? I don't know that positive is. Am I doing a little too much brown and orange colored glasses today?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I'm just trying to point that
we just talked about the game instead of everything else that isn't the game that makes everyone sad.
Well, guys.
I think that's all that was.
We'll get to $6 get in price.
Yeah,
we will,
and we're gonna get to Stefanski.
Yep.
And we're gonna get to the quarterback situation, and we're gonna get to Deshaun Watson, I'm sure. All sorts of things. We got all sorts of things outside of the game to actually discuss that'll make you all sorts of not happy.
Yeah, and we'll get your blood pumping.
Yeah, which
rage.
Is the idea. We'll have you thinking.
Yeah, I know. What's interesting to me is though, like, I think once people realize, I think a lot of people just think, can we make the playoffs? Can we not make the playoffs? And once the answer becomes, nope, we're not gonna make the playoffs, it just becomes everything's crap and none of this matters and the roadmap all looks the same. Well, much like we've talked about when people have been like, this is exactly what I called for this. It was like, guys, I called for 3-14. I'm 3-win Wilson.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's worse than I called for. It is. They've been non-competitive in nine games.
In our Me, You, and Fanta group chat that we have, I think, what was the comment John made during the game on Sunday? Something along like,
lucky to get to 3 wins.
I said that seemed optimistic. I was where's the optimism coming from, John?
Well, in fairness, he's losing a year of his life watching this Browns team and a burger bet to Nick Wilson.
I love the idea that he's at the stadium. He's got his family there. He's got great seats because, you know, NBC takes care of him, I'm sure. And his thought was like, I just have to rage text me and you.
Yeah.
To make sure that we all understand I'm mad right now. And I got it.
Well, listen, you can't take it out with your wife and kids there, right? Like, it couldn't be like if John Fanta was with, you know, maybe his boys, so he didn't have like an outlet. So he's like, I've got to compartmentalize this rage into a one-way highway, actually a two-way highway, with the Afternoon Drive. That's
what
it
was. Oh my
gosh.
Can I tell you, I hate when hosts tell you about their dreams because I think it's really lame.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to do it right now, okay?
All right.
Fanta, so I've watched a lot of this new Squid Game show that's on Netflix. It's basically they reenact Squid Games, but it's like their own competition for it. And so in my dream, it was me and Fanta playing Squid Games.
Uh-huh.
Fanta wasn't winning when I woke up. That's what I'll say there.
Fanta, so wait, was it you versus Fanta?
No. It was like we were all part of this big mega game, and it was, and like me and Fanta were kind of like playing the game together to try to like win Squid Games and get past the round. And then I woke up right at the spot where Fanta had failed the mission and was gonna end up how Squid Games does. Yeah,
I like the idea.
It was very
by the
dark.
Way, I like the idea that you picked the one guy that if you played Squid Games with, people would pick you to survive and not him.
I don't think that's true.
What other guys?
Why would they pick me over John?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
I mean, John's a bigger fella. John's very nice.
Okay, I just... Okay.
No, John's a very nice guy,
John
too.
Would be, you know, John, he's very likable. He gets people on his side. I figure he's a good partner in those type of games.
Yeah, that's not going to stop you from getting murdered.
I know. And it
Now, you know what, though? Yeah. I bet you... He's a great networker. I bet you could scheme.
He's great at all that stuff. And
all those Squid Game type games?
How he left it was him actually trying to, like, bargain to make sure that he didn't actually lose the game. And no, he lost, though. He definitely lost the game.
I like that you're dreaming about John Fanta.
It's so weird and so random.
But, listen, I think rather than do what I think is very easy to do right now, which is get very just none of this matters from here, the next eight games do matter. And I think they matter to Kevin Stefanski being here or not. I think they matter on, like, who's actually going to be here and who's not in the locker room. I think in a way, the fact that they lost to the Jets, and I think that was the nail in the coffin of, hey, we're not gonna make the playoffs this year, which, by the way, it shouldn't have taken that. But I think in a way, you got to understand that I think the possibilities opened up here of, okay, what does this mean for Stefanski? What do the final eight games mean for him? For guys like Wyatt Teller, David Njoku, for Dylan Gabriel, certainly, for Shador. Like, the Browns are a miserable football team right now.
Yeah.
And they have not been a fun watch. And it's bad enough to be bad. It's bad enough to be awful. It's another thing to be awful and unwatchable. But I think there's a lot of interesting things with this team with eight games to go.
Well, it's a ton of interesting things. But they've also, as far as a win-loss perspective, Nick, they found themselves in a good spot where they can't disappoint us any more than they already have.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, from that, it's almost like the kid that gets D's on his report card. And then, like, you come on home, you're expecting D's to still be on the report card. If you get a C in there, you're like, all right, you did a little bit better. A C's not great, but you know what? He did a little bit better.
Yeah, like, it's interesting. I still think there are plenty of Browns fans who look at this game and say, hey, I went against the Ravens, I went against the Ravens.
I think there's a way that people on Monday come out of this thing, even in a loss against the Ravens, where you're like, hey, they looked competitive. Like, if they actually are able to hang with Baltimore and make this one a close game, and Dylan Gabriel looks better, but Lamar Jackson just is Lamar Jackson, there's a world where on Monday we're talking about, like, they didn't embarrass themselves.
All right.
That's how bad it's gotten.
All right. So I think you're actually pointing to something that I didn't think of previously, that I'm like trying to decide in real time. That's why I'm stalling.
Mm-hmm.
Is an ugly loss, or ugly win, a la the Packers game.
Yeah.
Better or worse than a style points loss?
A style points loss is better if you're in the camp that wants to see Dylan Gabriel, like, actually flourish and thrive.
Yeah?
Yeah, style points loss might be better.
I think
you're
right. I think it's better for Stefanski, too.
Yeah.
Because I think if you win 13-10, and it's a series of a punt return here, a this, that, the other.
And, like, Jordan Love had that embarrassing interception with 4 minutes left in the fourth. If you have something like that, that doesn't really help your case much.
Whereas if you lost a shootout like 44-41, but Dylan Gabriel puts up 300 points.
How pumped people would be. The Gabriel gobblers, you kidding me?
If all of a sudden we'd be able
gobble,
to find...
Gobble, gobble, gobble. They'd be loving it. We score 40 points with Dylan Gabriel. Doesn't matter what happens. Win, and it doesn't matter. That's the win.
Okay, I really am enjoying this train of thought. What's the stat line that has any of us coming in on Monday going and like the groundskeeper for Major mm-hmm. League One, where it's like, yeah, these guys ain't too bleeping bad.
Yeah, I think it's did he have that accent?
He's a great guy. No, he had more of like a Chicago accent.
yeah.
He's the guy who played Yanni Torr, the janitor from Scrubs.
Was it really?
Yeah, Neil Flynn. He was also in that show with Patricia Heaton.
Did he get? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's, the middle. The middle.
Everyone loves Raymond, but not this show.
It's called The Middle.
Yeah. Everyone loves Raymond, but not this show.
It was a real flyover type show, and my mom loved it.
Yeah. Listen.
She absolutely loved
she's
it.
She's no longer a housewife.
Loved Patricia Heaton. Loved that show.
In Long Island.
Brick, the little kid.
She's now a housewife in Indiana. These shows couldn't be less different.
People liked it. And now that I've described all the characters in the show, it seems like I, in turn, liked it. And maybe I did.
You know what?
Maybe I did.
I'm not going to yuck your yum.
Maybe I did.
That's a very mid-show. With love to Cleveland's own, Patricia Hinton.
People really did like it.
Heaton. Jeez, that was not great.
Yeah, that's all right.
It was almost as bad as The Middle. All right. But
at least you knew she was from Cleveland.
By the way, I'm just being a D. The show is fine.
I'm just making a jab at Aqib Talib and Ken this morning.
Oh, what happened there?
Ken didn't know Aqib Talib was from Cleveland.
Mm.
And then spent the entire rest of the show trying to convince everyone that they shouldn't have known that either.
Oh, I should have known it! team was from Cleveland.
No! Nick Wilson, no!
that bit has developed this week, and I'm really enjoying it. Now, what's the stat line that has Cleveland buzzing for Dylan Gabriel?
Well, the funny thing about it, we don't care about touchdowns to interception ratio at all with Dylan Gabriel for some reason, because he just never throws interceptions, and he always has like a 2-0 or 1-0 positive touchdown interception ratio.
We're going to have a touchdown to interceptable balls ratio.
Because he doesn't throw the ball deep ever, we so just do not care about the idea that he's got a positive touchdown to interception ratio and really does not turn the ball over unless he's playing New England. So I don't even know that we should put that on the board. I would say like 250 yards, somewhere in that equation. You know what it is? It might even just be the A dot. We might have to just look at the A dot
like
at the end of this.
200 yards, a 7-yard A dot.
No, like a 9-yard A dot. Like something that is like really
realistic.
Really stretching the field of what he can do. So it really seems like he opened it up and was actually passing. And maybe when he does have a touchdown pass, it doesn't take 27 years for the ball to get there.
All right, 216-474-0092. You guys can also hit us up at Nick Wilson Says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. If you're watching on our YouTube chat, I want the stat line that if you get the, let's take the result of the game off the board, this is the stat line you get from Dylan Gabriel that has you buzzing on Monday morning. Because the bad thing is, you set a number, which is 250 yards. I do think there will be panic in the streets. There will be pleasure in the streets if that guy gets above 250 yards. Because like last week, he was one of the nominees for NFL Rookie of the Week.
The Pepsi Rookie.
And he had like 156 yards passing, but they were like, but the two touchdowns. What murder? I did it.
I think they threw his passer rating in there as well. Like his passer rating in some of these games are not embarrassing, but passer rating is just not a great stat.
Yeah,
it just isn't. We have better ways to measure this stuff, and so like he's going to need to do it across the board, where like my Sumer sports nerds can be like EPA awesome in this one. He was a positive there, and then also my meatball sports nerds. I guess they're not nerds. My meatball sports fans. They also the eye test tells them that everything looks great. We have not had that game from Dylan Gabriel yet, where everyone across the board is like, all right, this was good.
PJ saying 78-34. Good lord.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
That's on me, PJ. How's he get 50 QBR ratings with two touchdowns and zero TDs? Pretty sad. Also,
it is sad.
Also,
yes, it is sad.
I'm just going to say K on the 92 Through the Van YouTube channel saying Nick and Jonathan grasping for straws. It's not going to happen. I don't think anybody's saying it's going to happen.
No, we know it's not going to happen.
I think the point is,
if you asked us too, we'd both prefer it not to happen because we want to see Shador in there yesterday. But we have to at least envision up this world.
At this point on Sunday, I need a slump buster. I need good quarterback play. I'll take it. I'll take that hit wherever I get it, however I get it. I'll take it.
He can be your clown too.
Even if you can fit that into the Mark Anthony song if you want, but we don't want to go there. I'll take 275 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions, and a touchdown win over Baltimore. And Deshaun Watson at this point could be the guy giving us that, and I'd be like, you know what? There's a chance. At this point, I don't care where it comes from. It's not even a losing. Again, losing's bad enough. It's losing and looking bad.
I'm offensive starved right now.
Yeah.
I need this team. I need to be able to watch a football game where I can actually see our team get the ball and think, oh, they have a chance to score. Because right now I don't.
Yeah.
It's incredibly depressing.
Not even just that. But I just want to be like, wow, a 50-yard offensive play.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Another one? Oh, my God, my lucky stars.
We are going to think they'll turn into, like, the Chiefs from 5 years ago if they score back-to-back touchdowns. We'll be like, is that Mahomes under center now? What is he doing?
Finally, he's going to live up to those Steve Young comparisons by, who did that? Who is the one? What clip do we play?
Oh,
where
yeah.
Somebody's like, he's got some Steve Young to him. And I was like, in the fact that he's left-handed? And white?
It did happen. I don't remember who it was, but it did happen.
Yeah.
I like to bury that one. I wanted to give that person the benefit of the doubt
and bury that
take immediately.
Many people have been saying Dylan Gabriel's got a little bit of Michael Vick to him. And that he's left-handed.
Yeah.
And he can run a little bit.
He did showcase the legs last week. I'd like to keep that going, too. Yeah. Maybe we'll give him like 45.
They just have to move so quickly, though.
We give him like 45 scramble yards.
So they're so tiny legs.
Yeah.
It looks like if I ran the same speed, but then you put him running the same speed next to me, you just see his little legs kicking up there because he's really got to earn it.
Like one of those toys that you press the button and then they just kind of like go across down.
And you're like, he's got to be running 50 miles an hour. That's out. It's 15 miles.
Although he doesn't run like Kyler Murray does though. Kyler Murray, I always thought, ran like a toddler stealing your cell phone. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And Dylan doesn't run like that. He actually's got a little bit more fluidity to himself.
He looks like a real athlete. For the UFL. 216-474-0092. JKLOL. He's Team Atuo. Team Atuo.
Ooh.
What's the stat line? We're just going to stick and move. Stick and move. What's the stat line?
Oh, I can't believe we did it again. Oh, gosh, dang blanket.
What's the stat line with Dylan Gabriel that'll have you buzzing on Monday? And if your answer is 125 yards, 3 touchdowns, and then Shador plays the fourth quarter, we'll also accept that. Quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.